this is like in-game. Mm-hmm. Like, you remember the really fun tutorial in Blood Dragon? You are a commando, you're an expert, you're a fighter, and you're
hard
in
this, reset.
You're in this suit. Your partner, as you dropped down into the world to go and fight, he hit the reset so that your suit will walk you through the tutorial again, and you're annoyed because you already know how to work the stupid suit. Right? If there were a word that would immediately suggest the initial stage of a video game where you're figuring out how to play the game. Welcome to The Critical Path with Mary and Jason, a podcast about business development, company culture, and loving the place you work just a little bit more. This is episode 6, and we're going to be talking about the arcade way. We're going to be talking today about our compass, code, and strategy, because our company has changed enormously in the last couple of months. We have a new home, a new location. We have a new team member. We brought Michael Martin on.
We have all new branding, new marketing, new frontward-facing components, and we've been building to constructing our own newest version of Compass, Code, and Strategy. And in this episode, you'll be able to see what's behind the curtain. It'll be an interesting look into how we tick, how we operate.
So we're going to start with the compass, and we'll see how much we get through in this episode and figure out how long it's actually going to take us to get through this process.
Get your jetpacks on.
Jetpacks on. That's going to be a thing, isn't it? I'm not sure what jetpacks have to do with what we do, but I think you like jetpacks.
Look, it's the future. We should have had jetpacks a long time ago.
So, the arcade way. What is our true north?
Well, I think there's a lot of room for conversation here, because I think there are a handful of elements that we touch on. If you look at the word cloud that's in the front of our office, I think that communicates quite a lot about what we do. So if you looked at some of the words for inspiration, you'd see things like fashion and educational.
I feel like that's a picture of what other people have to say. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to think of is what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Where do we want to go? We're picking a direction. We're not talking about what we do. Mm-hmm. We're talking about what we want to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do a lot of things for people that are very mechanical, that are very nuts and bolts. Mm-hmm. But that isn't necessarily, you know, accounting help isn't going to be our true north.
No, and that doesn't show up on the word cloud.
It doesn't.
No. So some of the thoughts, and we purposefully not talked about this since we agreed that we were going to do this on the podcast.
It's true. But it's been difficult.
Some of the thoughts that I've had are one of the sayings or kind of mottos that I've used over the years in this business is my goal is to help make your folks the smartest at the table. Because if they understand the rules of the game, whatever game we're playing, if they understand those rules better, then they will win more than they lose. And that's, in the end, that is what's important, that we win more than we lose. And the way that happens is that they're the smartest folks at the table. Mm-hmm. And we help deliver that and give that ability to them every day.
Okay. I see that. So that would be really honing in on the education kind of concept. Mm-hmm. So what kind of words we have? Mentoring, we have coaching, we have teaching, we have training. Mm-hmm. What kind of words do you see?
Well, so I think we have forward coaching that communicates the right spirit of what we're trying to do.
So not just education, but almost a sort of a progressive sense of looking forward, of moving ahead, of futuristic and modern, which is kind of what we're doing with the spaceships in the office.
Yeah.
So what's education in the future? Right? Like schoolhouse, it would be, you know, if our goal were past education, tradition education, then there are things like schoolhouse.
And rulers.
And institutional kind of feeling terms. But like, you know, let's see, there's a Star Trek Next Gen. Mm-hmm. There's a school on the Enterprise, right?
Wesley Crusher goes there.
No, I don't think
not
he does.
Not on Next Gen?
No, because he's like, he works. He's like a, right? I mean, he ends up going away to the academy.
He started off as a kid the Enterprise.
But was he going to the school?
We're
because
have
I thought
to
that
check
was
that.
Littler kids.
We're
we'll have to look into that. We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Wesley Crusher going to school on the Enterprise. So But the question is, what's the name for that kind of education? What's the name for the kind of learning you do on a spaceship? Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Spaceship education.
I don't think spaceship education is a good true north for us.
Space ed. Spatial ed.
I think another thing that's a big concept that we key into, that we work on, is that it's fun.
Absolutely.
It's education, yeah. And it's fun. It engages your brain because it's fun.
But so people have the association of education and fun not being on the same plane.
Right. So So what words exist, and do words exist, mm-hmm. that cover fun and education? Mm-hmm. When are you learning and also having tutorial?
No, that's not fun. Tutorial. That's terrible.
No, where my brain went was I was thinking like when you're learning to play a video game, mm-hmm. you know, like a tutorial, like as opposed to like a WordPress tutorial or a, you know, Office tutorial, but like, you know, what's another word for like when you start playing a video game and they're telling you how to run the controls and stuff? Tutorial is moving in the right direction though, because I think if you say education, you're going to picture a textbook. Mm-hmm. You're going to picture like old kind of antiquated learning. Whereas when you say tutorial, I think already, even if you're thinking about a boring tutorial, you're thinking about something you click through. And that's more modern. That's tutorial is, I think, a more modern form of education, even though I think the truth is tutorial tends to take your brain to like the middle of the 90s, mm-hmm. right? The little paperclip on Word. How can I help you today? How many?
Schoolmaster-like.
See, no.
Schoolmaster-ish.
Schoolmaster-like is not our true north.
Quiz group.
So
how about this? Teachery.
Teachery. Yeah, that's great, dear. That's fantastic.
What about coxswain?
Are you finished?
Coxswain.
Some of us are trying to work here.
Coxswain. It's number three.
Coxswain is number three. When you look up what?
Tour guide. Ship leader mariner is coxswain.
That's great, dear.
I don't know. Tutorial. Like, I mean, it's...
Tutorial's not it, but tutorial is moving into the right,
right
area of the cosmos.
Seminary.
No.
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 So there's guiding.
Guiding is good, and guiding kind of comes back to that wayfinding and that navigating. Mm-hmm. What about navigating? Navigating is kind of that old, you know, navigating a ship, but also navigating is like what you navigate the web. That's
so. Here are a couple of other words.
Isn't Navigator one of the first browsers?
It was.
Yeah, it was like Norton, right? Was it Norton Navigator?
Something.
And it had like a nautical, like a ship wheel.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it might have been.
We should look that up.
So there's cruising, there's piloting, there's boating, there's guiding, there's
piloting,
navigating.
Piloting is not right because mm-hmm. they're piloting. Mm-hmm. They're captaining their ship.
Yeah.
We are navigating.
Navigator.
We're navigators. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that ties into the wayfinding mm-hmm. piece.
How about this one? Ready? Bait.
We're not bait. That's terrible.
That's the worst.
As a business, you're like, bait. We're going to lure you in. Nothing good. Nothing good about bait.
Aeronaut.
Aeronaut is great. Is there a special name for a navigator in space?
Probably space navigator. I think that's what that's called.
How come you come up with coxswain and aeronaut, and then I say space navigator, and you say space navigator, space school?
Actually, we should look up like titles. I think it's just like captain or something.
What about like what does like Dualla do on Battlestar Galactica?
Suck.
Well, right. And ruin Lee, but aside from that, right? She's a like an astrogator.
Astrogator.
Astrogator. That's she's too far. She's just petty officer. It's Astrogator. I know it's too far, but it's cool.
It is cool. Astrogator. Educator mission specialist.
This is not helping.
Educator astronaut project. It's my band name. Write it down.
Educator astronaut project.
Yep. Space flight participant. Krista McAuliffe. Did she die?
I don't know if she did die, but she was an astronaut. This is not a title. That's just her name.
Teacher in space. That's what she is.
Maybe she did die. I don't know. We should look that up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Thought she died. Thought all the teachers die when they go in space.
No.
Yeah.
That one did.
Yeah, she was on Challenger.
She was on the Challenger.
Yeah. That's what happens when you send a teacher to space.
That's not always what happens when you send a teacher to space.
It dies.
Teachers have gender, dear.
Well, I'm just speaking to all the teachers that go.
You could say they die.
Okay.
We're way off track.
Reset.
So this is important. This is important, though. Let's talk about this for a minute. A lot of times your best ideas come when you get to the place where you're kind of all over the map. It's good to know when we're getting too far off track and pull ourselves back in.
The danger of this process is that you'll get into the weeds, which is actually good to some extent, mm-hmm. to come up with some of your best ideas and some of your best content, mm-hmm. so that you don't get too far off track and just give up and ask yourself, it was a stupid idea anyway, why am I doing this?
Just because we're talking about teachers in space doesn't mean we've lost our original thought, which is what is our true north, which is why I'm giving you a hard time for throwing coxswain at me.
Well, listen, coxswain. So anyway, we're trying to establish what our true north is. Where we started was that what percent of what we do has kind of an education-first focus? Not everything.
Almost all of what we do ties in some way to mm-hmm. the theme of education. Mm-hmm. Right? So we went from education to mm-hmm. tutorial mm-hmm. because that is kind of a computer education, mm-hmm. kind of a forward-facing. I think, you know, tutorial is still missing kind of that element of progressiveness, for lack of a better term, like kind of future-facing, forward-facing kind of nature that we're kind of looking for. Also, another element that we're trying to kind of incorporate into this word is this whole brain, holistic kind of nature of education. We've got future slash modern. We've got whole brain in terms of the idea that we shift gears and try to educate via lots of different methods and lots of different parts of your brain. We have the element that it's fun. And I think fun and future is what led us into Astrogator, which you don't like, but I do. I'm not sure it's a good true north, but...
Astrogator is just way too far off.
I know, but it's fun. Navigate, which I think is on the right track, but it's too boring.
Mm-hmm. You think Navigator is too boring?
I think it might be. Navigate feels... I mean, it's just... I feel like navigate is a word that we just use all the time.
Vanguard.
What does Vanguard have to do? That's like a like that would be like if we were like bodyguards, right? Like if we were like out there, like, you know, defending people mm-hmm. against, I don't know, aliens or zombies or something. Then mm-hmm. we'd be the Vanguard. Mm-hmm.
Lodestar.
I like Lodestar. I don't think Lodestar is quite it though. Mm-hmm. Lodestone. I like Lodestone. Lodestone is like a compass.
Yeah. Balefire.
See, again, I like Balefire. I said, Balefire has nothing to do with what we do. Balefire is actually what we're trying to avoid, right?
Burn it down.
Right. Like, Balefire is what happens when there's a dispute, and it shouldn't be what happens.
Meteor.
Meteor.
Chaperone. Conductor. Escort. We're escorts.
We're not escorts. So I think, unfortunately, I think we probably need to lean out of education.
Guru.
And into navigating terms. Mm-hmm.
you know, it's hard. It seems a little bit meta that our true north would be like a compass, but that's kind of our goal, is to be a compass, right? Look up lodestone.
Synonyms or what?
Sure. See if there are synonyms or what is the actual definition of lodestone?
All right. Permanent magnet consisting of magnetite that possesses polarity and has the power to attract as well as be attracted by magnetically.
See, lodestones are kind of cool. And here's the thing about lodestone is that there's always this association, and I don't know if it's just a science fiction association, mm-hmm. the idea that they often come from like
meteorites,
yeah. right? They come from space stuff.
Well, this comes from magnetite, which is a Pokemon.
Magnetite is not a Pokemon. Magnetite might be a Pokemon.
I think it's like magmite.
It's a steady, constant, guiding force.
So lodestones were used by Vikings.
Oh, yes. Vikings are awesome. So here's the thing about lodestone. A lodestone is constant. A lodestone is unswerving. It's unwavering. It is reliable and dependable. It can be used to navigate. And because of its magnetic force, it attracts, right? So that is future and modern, again, just because of the idea that, like, the lodestone, I mean, you do have the Viking mm-hmm. Association, but you also have, I still think the space association is there. When you said lodestone, actually, mm-hmm. you first said lodestar, mm-hmm. right? Lodestone, to me, has that kind of, that spacey kind of association. But again, whether you have that association or not, the idea of it being a magnet and that it attracts, I think, for me, that kind of helps to capture that idea of that's really everything that we teach, everything that we do. I'm looking for, how do we make it fun? How do we make it attract? How do we make it pull?
Sticky.
How do we make it sticky? Mm-hmm. And that force, that sense of a magnetic force, that people are drawn to the material that's being taught, as opposed to just falling asleep at their desks, that is everything about what we do. And that, so that, to me, what the true north piece is, what the direction is of lodestone is, you know, again, A, to be constant, B, to draw, to pull, to always make sure that we never do anything that just throws the information out there, that we're constantly making sure that the material is magnetic, that it's pulling, that it's interesting, that it's fun. That's what lodestone says to me.
So the word that pops out to me is curiosity.
I don't think curiosity. So curiosity is curiosity killed the cat. Curiosity is it
landed on Mars.
Sure it did. Curiosity is a fleeting thing. Curiosity
still going today.
That's great. Curiosity won't be there for much longer though.
Look. It's going to be in a museum.
On Mars. Mm-hmm. In my mind, curiosity is a fleeting thing. And for me, the idea, that magnetic sense of a draw, of a constancy, of a navigating tool, curiosity is one piece of that.
Right.
To me, the idea that lodestone kind of, that's kind of what I was getting at when you were reading mentor and tutor and teacher, mm-hmm. is that those words are, they're single. They have one thing. And for me, the right word is multiple things. It's many things all pulling together in one concept. So when we talk about using your true north to answer a question, teacher gives you one answer. Mm-hmm. Says, give them the answer. Or maybe it says hit them with a ruler. Or maybe it says make them come up with the answer for themselves, or make them write sentences on the board, right? None of those things work, and that's why we didn't pick that. Lodestone says be constant. Lodestone says you should have the same reliability today that you did yesterday, that you did last week, that you will next week. Lodestone, to me, and again, this might just be my association, lodestone says be forward facing, be the meteorite, be the future thing. Lodestone says, be drawing, be magnetic. Don't answer this in a way that everyone is bored by. And that's, you know, in this podcast, you will hear me say the word boring 700,000 times.
Boring.
Boring. Because when something is boring, it's not that I have the attention span of a five-year-old and that I need to be kept entertained all the time. It's that the minute we get boring is the minute that everyone else tunes us out. The minute that what we're teaching is boring is the minute that it no longer sticks in our brain. That idea, for me, the focus, the number one focus, I guess, and I didn't realize it until we had this conversation, and that's kind of the whole point of what we're doing right now. The number one focus is that concept of pulling with everything we do. Every minute that you let yourself lapse into boring, you have wasted 1 minute of your time. If you're teaching 15 people, you have wasted 1 minute of 15 people's time. You're wasting 16 minutes at least of time every minute that you are boring. You have to be magnetic. You have to keep it drawing and pulling and interesting and engaging all the time. That idea of engaging all the time, that is central, I think, to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Lodestone captures all of that.
So how do you communicate that to the world? So let's go down your path.
Okay.
Let's go down your rabbit hole.
All right. So let's say then that this is kind of like solving those Ken puzzles when we do the what if grid,
mm-hmm.
where we say, well, what if this were two? Let's see what that would do to everything else in the puzzle. And then 70 steps down the road, we realize that, no, that can't be two.
It's a dead end.
It's a dead end. So lodestone. The cool thing about something like this is pieces like lodestones being known to bring things into balance. Things like lodestones being believed in some folk wisdom to be magnetized by lightning bolts. Those pieces aren't part of your forward-facing statement. That's not on your website. But those things come into conversations that we have. You'll notice the way that things come into conversation all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about something, and 2 days later you tell me, hey, I talked to this client about this thing that you said, this article that you read. And in that sense, I feel like pieces like that, like the lightning bolt causing that magnetism, that to me is extremely, that analogy is really powerful.
It's like Tolkien had written like 10 times as many words as was actually published in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the iceberg effect.
Right.
It's the idea that there is a lot beneath that that we can draw from in conversations that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have someone else that is teaching a class for us and we give them really cool, really interesting, engaging material and they are bored, the magnetism is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You need the lightning bolt and the lodestone in order to have that magnetism, to keep that information interesting.
Right.
Lodestone?
Placeholder, yeah. No, I'm not saying no. I think that there's still a lot of work to do.
Just to write the compass statement?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, should we take a pause and I'll go write it and then we'll come back and see what you think?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Let's show them how cyber commandos get it done.
Mark IV style!
So I just took a few minutes to take the ideas that I had and put it into writing into a compass statement. So here is the compass statement that I came up with.
Well, let's hear it.
For lodestone. Our true north is the lodestone, or leading stone, a permanent magnet used for constant, reliable navigation. At Arcade, we strive to keep our influence magnetic, because if you aren't engaged, you aren't learning. What do you think?
I don't hear integrity in there.
There's no integrity. This is not mission, vision, values.
What about truth, though?
There, you know what? There is some truth here. Permanent and reliable. The truth is permanent and reliable, Jason.
And it's out there.
And it's out there. And meteorites, Vikings, and lightning. What? Shh, don't tell anybody.
What? Okay. So let's move on.
Are we happy with this for now?
I think so.
In our draft compass mm-hmm. code and strategy?
Absolutely.
So that is our draft compass. And we are at, I don't know, over
a really long time.
Over an hour at this point. Hopefully we'll edit it down so you don't have to listen to quite that much of us wandering and rambling. I suppose this episode's going to be great for our outtakes reel, though.
Lots of good stuff.
Lots of outtakes. So that is our compass. And this is episode 6. And in the next episode, episode 7, we'll be working through our code of honor. So join us next week and hear the continuation of the development of our compass code and strategy.
Stay tuned.
You can find us on the web at www.arcadewayfinding.com. You can find this podcast on the web at www.thecriticalpathwithmaryandjason.com.
That's the World Wide Web.
The World Wide Web. The using Norton Navigator, if you're using that browser.
If that doesn't get cut.
I don't think it's getting cut. I'm keeping Norton Navigator in. And you can find the podcast on any place that iTunes podcast directory reaches out to.
Was it not Netscape?
Netscape Navigator. You're right. Netscape. It was not Norton. Good call. Yeah, that was like the only browser back then.
In the nick of time.
That was like the original Mozilla Firefox, I feel like.
You know, Jeff said, no, I use this browser. It's called Google.
That's not a browser.
That's what he said.
No. Jeff said, stop using web crawler.
That's right.
I use web Google. Crawler. We were using web crawler.
Web crawler. Yeah, faithfully.
Yep.
Faithfully.
Yep. And actually, when I met you, you got me using Netscape because I was using Mosaic.
You were. What is Mosaic anyway?
Mosaic is a browser. It was a great browser.
It is a browser?
It's gone now. So is Netscape Navigator.
Look, Netscape was the best.
Neither of our browsers made it, okay?
We picked losing horses.
Was it Opera? Was it Opera?
I Mosaic? Don't know.
I don't know. Well, you're the Rain Man who knows Netscape Navigator.
Look, I know stuff.
Norton, what was Norton Navigator was something different. Mm-hmm. Norton Navigator was a utility. Remember that?
It was a Norton Navigator.
Norton Commander.
Norton Commander.
Norton Commander yeah. was a utility.
Yeah.
And now you've got some history of 90s computer applications that you never needed to know.
Let's hear it for the boys.
And girls.
CNC Music Factory.
And girls. I was there.
Gonna make you sweat.
I was there, and I used Lady Raven as my handle on MIRC so that everyone could know I was a girl.
Nerd cred.
That might get cut. I don't know. Only because there are like 2 people in the world now who know what IRC is.
Well, we got to talk to those people, too.
That's a good point. Come to Mary's Tech Talk. Let's nerd out together.
Nerd.
Speaking of Mary's Tech Talk, come and check out Mary's Tech Talk, where we talk about different issues that are relevant to business leaders and business members for running your technology. It's a free event, and we'll have coffee, and we'll have snacks, and we'll visit and hang out and talk about some technology.
It will be magnetic.
I promise I won't talk about Netscape or Mosaic.
I don't think you can promise that.
I might talk about Netscape and Mosaic.
Till next time.
Stay tuned for outtakes. Find the dollars with Jason and Mary.
Hide the dollars with Jason and Mary.
That's a different podcast. A podcast where we go through our accounting line by line. It's terribly interesting.
Mm, pay attention.
Join us on Friday afternoons.
Right where you want to be.
Okay. Ready to go?
Ready.